Okay, five short words for Parshas Vayeschanan, Tavshin Ayin Ches, Alein Shbeitzchus Ufushlem, Vabarach Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, Pesach Shachal Yisrael. Opening Pasuk says, Vayeschanan Hashem Be'isahili, more. Moshe said, Daven Nechash Baruch at that time saying. You famously know Chazal tells that Moshe was diving to get to Eretz Yisrael. But says that Moshe Leib of Sasever, beautiful idea. He says, Vayeschanan Hashem, I daven to Hashem, that Be'isahili more, that at that time I should be saying, meaning, that I should be focused on the present. That by Eis Hahi Lemor, I should be a Jew who focuses on the present, who's not worried about the past, who's not worried about the future. He just focuses on living in the moment. How great is this message? Of sometimes we're so busy here, busy there, trying to finish this and trying to finish that. Says Moshe Leib Sasser, V'atzcharen al Hashem, Adamant Hashem, that by Eis Hahi Lemor, I should just be a present Jew. I should be a mindful person. I shouldn't be worrying about the past and future. Just be present in the moment. And I think it's a beautiful message, especially in the times that we're living with constant iPhones here. iPhones, we just want to be present, mindful people. And the Siva Shalom has a beautiful idea. We say in Shema, actually, Vavadata Me'era. So he says, you know, the Pasuk says that we're going to lose everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us if we don't behave correctly. But says in the Siva Shalom, no, Va'avadatem Mehero, you should lose the Mehiros, you should lose the quickness, that you always have to do something so quickly, and you also have to have immediate results and immediate pleasure. No, Va'avadatem Mehero, you should lose that essence that you just have to keep on moving. Be a mindful person, live in the moment. A beautiful idea from Rav Moshe Leib Sasever and the Siva Shalom. The second idea comes to us from the Avudrom. Actually, the middle three ideas are going to come to us from the first paragraph of Shema. So we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Avudrom says on this pasuk, Perek Vav, pasuk Dalet, why is it Shema? Well, you shouldn't say Da Yisrael, you should know. What's Shema you should hear? So the Avudrom writes a very nice remez. He says, really, Shema stands for Su'u Marom Einechem, lift your eyes up. Who should you lift your eyes up to? Says the Avudrom, right? Se'u marom einechem is shin mem ayin. Se'u marom einechem, lift your eyes up. To who? Shakai melech olam. To the master of the world. Shakai shin melech mem olam ayin. And when should you do this? Shin mem ayin? At shachris mincha and arvis. Shema, shachris mincha arvis. Why is it dafka shema? Because the shema is not just a word that we're saying over here. Shema is the essence of what we're doing the entire day. Su marom einechem. Lift your eyes up. And who should you lift your eyes up to? Shin Shakai Melech Olam, Shin Men Ayin. And when should you do that? Shachas Mincha and Arvis. The beautiful remez of the Avudrom. And I think just a second idea on this pasuk, you know, Berdinsky actually quotes in the Baal Shem Tov, and I also have seen from the Ashach HaKadosh, that we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that we know that when it comes to Yud Kei Vav Kei, that refers to Hashem's Rachamim. Right? But Elokeinu is Din, is Gvura. So it's Chash Baruch Hu saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, even when he's Rachamim, and even when he's Elokeinu, it's Hashem Echad. Even when things are going well, even when things are not going well, the same that Rabbon Shem wants Pesach and Purim and Chanukah, also wants you to have a Tisha B'Av, it's Hashem Echad. And even when it's hard, it's Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, to all their Rabbon Shem. How beautiful, how important this message is, especially when you have Tisha B'Av take a moment in our lives, we have to realize that everything comes from the Rabbon Shem, even the hard times as well. Moving on to the third idea. So the Pasuk says in the next Pasuk, Vav, hey, V'ahavto es Hashem echol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyodecha. You have to love Hashem with all your heart, all your soul, and all of your possessions. The Gemara in Brachos and in Dalai Ha'al tells us, b'chol levavcha, you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart. And it says, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, even if to give your nefesh, even if to give up your soul. Says the Chiddush Ha'arim, what does it mean? V'amar, imkena. Even if you have to give up your heart also. Don't just think the Pasuk refers to giving up your soul, also giving up your heart. What does that mean? Says the Chiddush Ha'arim, the first Geir Rebbe, the grandfather of the Sfas Emes, a beautiful idea. He says, what does it mean to also give up your heart? It means sometimes at the end of the day, you're not feeling it. We're not feeling in our Avodas Hashem. Maybe we aren't feeling yesterday to fast, or feeling davening at the end of the fast. But what happens? We still do our best. Because that's what it means, b'chol levavcha. B'chol levavcha means when you're feeling it, and even when you're not feeling it, right? The Gemara says b'shnei yitzrecha, with your yitzer tov and your tzara. It says chedush harim. It's a play on words because it really says to give up your whole soul. But b'chol levavcha means says chedush harim, even when you're not feeling it, even when your heart is not into it, you still serve the Rabbon Hashem. And I think that applies actually to a beautiful idea. I saw in the Darchei Noam. We've quoted this before. The Darchei Noam of Solon, the Nesiv Shalom's son. The current son of a Rebbe Shlita, he explains the Gemara in Talmud, I believe on Daf Lamed Beis, says that someone learns Torah at night, the Shechina is Kenegdo. What does it mean that someone learns Torah at night, the Shekhinah is connected? It means the deeper idea is that when someone learns Torah at night, when someone learns Torah, even when it's hard, even when it's confusing, even when it's choshech at night for them, the Shekhinah says, oh, you're learning Torah even when it's hard, even after a fast day, I'm going to be there with you. That's the Shekhinah. A beautiful idea from the Chiddush HaRim and then from the Dar Chinom. The fourth idea comes to us from the Al Shech HaKadosh. Just the few next psukim. He says every day, Yishinam to the Vanach v'dibar tabam. You should teach your children the words v'dibar tabam. You know, so the Sfarim say bam stands for Torah. Bam is bracious. Mem is memesai. Learn Torah dafka. Right? At the end of the day, this is Al Shech. How are you supposed to teach your children? He says, really, Vav and Zayin, the end of Vav, you have to place it on your heart. You want to know how to teach your children, the Al Shech says? The Al Shech says a beautiful yisod. The Al Shech says, if it permeates your heart, if it permeates your every being, if it permeates Al Shech, it's mamish in you, then vishinan levanecha. Then you can transfer it over to your children. I always wonder how incredible is that people, their chinuch is so incredible. How do you give over love of Torah, give over love of mitzvot, love of tefillah, because it's their essence, it's their being. Says the Ashkenaz, it's a pasha thing. When it's hayom al avavcha, when it's every day, it's in your DNA and your blood. Then vishinantam avanach v'dibar tabam. Then you could teach your children because you're showing them the role model. You're not saying one thing and doing another thing. It's in your essence, and that's the connection of these two psukim. At the end of the day, this is actually a great story. The Dovna Magad once came to the Gron. He says, Rebbe, how do you give over Yiddishkeit? How do you give over proudness to be a Jew? So he says, the Gron says, you know, at the end of the day, you ever see a big Kiddush cup? He says, you have to be that Kiddush cup. If you're an overflowing cup, and Koisi Revaya, then all the cups around you are going to get inspired. But if you're just doing it to be an intellectual, to learn Torah to be an intellectual, or to just to be able to hack around or because you're bored, that's not going to permeate the next generation. That's not going to transfer over to the next generation. Koisi Revaya means when it's something emes within you, then you could transfer it over. We like to say also from the Kotzker on this Pasuk, Alav Avcha, that's what it should really say, in your heart. What's this on your heart? Kotzker says sometimes in our lives we're not feeling it so much. But when we dive into Hashem, it should be on our heart, and then hopefully the heart will open up and it'll all drop in. Beautiful idea from the Al Shech, the Gra, and the Kotzker. Finally, a fifth and final idea ends off with the Al Shech again. Excuse me about that. Now the Al Shech of Simcha Banim. So the Pasuk said in Vav Chav Hey, Utztaka Tielanu Kidishma Lasas is called Mitzvah Azos. And it'll be for our man that you keep all these mitzvahs before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kasher Tzivanu, like he as he commanded. It says with Simcha Banim. The Pasuk Pshat Kidishma means to guard. But he says, no, Kidishma also comes from the Lashon of being Mitzapa, right? Famously, like Rashi and Orchaim, bring down in Pasuk Vayeshav Amid Zayin. Aviv Shomer the Dover says the Al Shech on this pasuk. Utzdaket Yelano ki nishmar lasus. If you anticipate to do a Kadosh Baruch Hu's will, then what's going to happen? Leave the Hashem Asher Kitzav Kitzivanu. It's going to be very easy for you to be mekayim mitzvos Hashem. Says the Al Shech, when a person has the asusa de la tata, when you have the inner will, the inner rotzen for you to be able to do it, then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh yeah, you want to do? You have the nishmor, you have the shema, you have the anticipation and the desire of the rotzen. Then everything's gonna be much easier. Then if Nei Hashem Hashem Karshet Tzivanu, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Oh, I'm gonna give you the Sudah Le'ila." It's kind of like the Gemara says, "Abol Tar Mesayin Oso." Someone who comes to be purified, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will help them. The Svarim bring down that Sinor is the same as the Sinor pipe is the same words as Ratzon. So when a person has a desire, a true desire to grow in Avodas Hashem, that brings down tremendous bracha. So I'll just review these five ideas. We started off saying from Rav Moshe Leib Sasser, Rav Aschanan Hashem Be'isah Leimor, that I daven to Hashem that I should be Be'isah Leimor. I should be a present Jew. I shouldn't be thinking about the past or the future. No, I mean, there are times to think about the past and the future, but to be so be honed in on the only thing you can have to focus on the present. To be Be'isah Leimor. And the Sivah Shalom said at the end of the Barah Tamehera, to be able to lose that terrible midah of Mehiras of trying to do things quickly. Abu Dram says, why daf Kashma? Kashma stands for Sumaram Einechem. Lift up your eyes, Shin Mem Ayin. Who are you supposed to lift your eyes up to? Shekai Melech Olam, Shin Mem Ayin, to the master of the world. And when should you lift your eyes up to? Shachas Min Chamar of Shin Mem Ayin. Again, a beautiful idea of the Abu Dram. We said also on this pasuk that from the Baal Shem to the Adal Shech, sometimes a Jew has hard times and good times of his life. Shema Yisrael, listen to Jews. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem. Even when he's Rachamim, it's Elokeinu, it's Hashem. Hashem Echad. It's all one. Rabbanu Shem. Then we said Bechol Avalcha. The Chiddush Harim says the Gemara Brachos and Dal. It says you have to give up your whole soul. Bechol Avalcha b'shnei Yitzrecha. But says the Chiddush Harim also Bechol Avalcha. Even when you're not feeling it, That's what the Darchinom says. Darchinom says at the end of the day, that's what it means to learn Torah at night. The Shekhinah is there. What does it mean at night when things are hard? If there's an easy after a fast, you're still learning, still growing, even when things are hard. The fourth idea we said from the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh says, what does it mean? You should place it on your heart. Because it's on your heart. If it's in your soul, then it permeates your whole being, then you can get over. That's what the Gra's message was to the Dubna Magid. If you have it inside of you, then you can get over to your students. And that Kutzker said a little different idea. Sometimes in your heart, you can't be able to get there. But if it's Al-Bavcha, then we ask Hashem that it should penetrate in and when the heart does open a little bit. And finally, the fifth and final idea, the Pasuk says in Vav Chafei, Utstaka Hashem, Utstaka Tielanu Kinishmar Lasos. And we for our merit that you observe all the mitzvahs. What does that mean? Kinishmar, not just observe, but if you anticipate it, if you have the desire, the ratzon, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be able to bring down tremendous siyat Shema. If you have the susa dilatata, if you have the sincere and pure desire, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will come to help you. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be mindful, present Jews. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to know when we're davening, know the significance of Shema Yisrael, be able to know that even when things are hard, even when things are good, that there always Rabbanu Shem right there. To always serve Kadosh Baruch Hu even when it's hard. At the end of the day, to be so overflowing with our own Yishkeit, and everyone we meet will be affected. And finally, to be able to be so anticipated and always so excited for mitzvahs, especially now in this time that this transition from Tisha B'Av to Elul, Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us with a tremendous nechama and for the protection of Klai Yisrael and for all those who need Shkach.